Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Facebook.com/Hiram1555, BlogTalkRadio.com Hiram1555 and our main news blog, which is formerly plummetoftruth.wordpress.com and also formerly salamjonah.com and salamjonah.org, which is now the Hiram1555 blog at Hiram1555.com. Again, my beloved family, let me send to you all, assalamu alaikum, and welcome to the Star and Crescent Report. Yeah, this is a live version. Yes, yes, yes. This is not a replay. They finally let us on the air with some stipulations. And I want you to, and I'm seeing people being hung up on right now, all right, down the line. Don't get frustrated, because if they don't hang up on me, you can still hear the show, okay? Our show today is titled, A World Awash in Debt / Dollars, The Real Global Pandemic. Now, we have so much going on today, brothers and sisters. I want to say to you all, it's a very beautiful time to be a follower of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, to live in this day and to see what you are seeing and be party to what you are being party to see the change of worlds. That is a magnificent thing. That is a extremely high blessing for you, especially to be awake in this time as you see this world imploding upon itself. Every time you look in the news, every time you look out your window, we're looking at change. You know, as we go into the show, I have to say something. So, and it's kind of funny. It's kind of funny to me, anyhow. So I was with family and friends, and we were talking, and, you know, and they were talking about how Trump is. And all of them gave me the side eye, the stink eye. When I said, oh, I'm a supporter of Trump. Not in the way that they thought, but I had to say that. And I said, oh, yes. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Trump is good for America, and Trump is good for the black man. And they were, you know, they were giving me the stink eye. And they, why would you say that? We need to vote Trump. I said, no, we don't. No, you need to keep him right where he is. He is doing, you know, sometimes they say, well, he was divinely put into that office. In this day and time, he is doing exactly what Scripture said that America and her pharaoh or her king or her president would be doing. And remember, if Trump doesn't make all of these mistakes, if Trump doesn't initiate and implement these policies, if Trump doesn't continue to bury America in debt, if Trump does not continue to exhaust the American resources and stretch the dollar and stretch the American military, and if Trump does not alienate his enemies and his allies alike, then America may not fall. And if America does not fall, the black man and black woman here in America will not go free. See, the empire has to crumble. The empire has to be in disarray. The empire has to suffer abject poverty, division, war, internal strife, external strife. All of those things must take place for you and I to go free. This is in the Bible, and it is clear. And it tells us these things. So you should be happy today. Don't get mad at him for these insane policies. Hell, we knew that at the end of America that they would have an insane leader. It's beautiful to watch. You understand me? It is very beautiful to see. Yeah, I know they're dropping people off the line. But if you get dropped off or you get knocked off, log back in. If they block you from logging on, call in, 347-989-0855. If they block you from calling in, go log in. blogtalkradio.com/Hiram1555. Do whatever it takes to hear this. And if you miss part of it, go back and listen to the entirety of the show. Because this is a special Saturday's edition of the Star and Crescent Report. So, I'm talking to you all. I'm having problems on my line, on my end, but I'm here. I'm trying to give you something. I'm trying to make you aware of something, that this is the time of the change of worlds. This is the time of the clash of civilizations. This is the impending implosion of the Western world, i.e. the white world. This is that merger in of the new world on top of the old world. Therefore, you have a clash or a war of worlds. and those who have ruled and dictated to others are frantic and in a mad dash and panic to try to prevent the emergence of something new. So you have all of these accusations and all of this you have all of these accusations, and you have all of these speculation, all of this speculation about what is to come. Brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. You are watching all of those fissures that I have been telling you about. All of those fissures starting to connect, and it's like a dam. You know how they put up a strong concrete dam and force with iron and all of this stuff, and then you see a little fissure in the dam. And you think that this minute thing cannot be a threat to this massive wall of concrete and steel. You're thinking that to yourself, right? And then you see one fissure, and years later you see another fissure. And then years after that, you see another fissure or cracks in the dam. And then you see another. Then you start seeing water seeping out, right? But at first glance, for the first fissure, you never thought it was enough to put at danger this massive heap of steel and concrete. But as time comes on and that fissure drips, 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 it causes another one and another one. And before you know it, over the years, over the decades, you see massive fissures in the structure of the dam. And then you see people saying, this is an unsound structure. We must repair this. But how the hell can you repair a dam that has cracked with Band-Aids? How can you repair a dam that has cracked with chewing gum? That is an improbable fix for something so massive, right? So what we're looking at today, I said that to say this, what we're looking at today is multiple fissures, multiple fractures, multiple cracks in the white world, their economic system, their health system, their political system, their military structure. You see it everywhere. They're concerned about China. They're concerned about Iran. They're concerned about Russia. They're concerned about Iraq. They're concerned about Syria, Libya, and South and Central America. They're concerned about the rise and independence of African nations. They're being rejected. The dollar is being rejected. People are hoarding gold and hoarding silver and hoarding precious metals, right? The political system is outdated, and the world is now making mock of the great giant, that Goliath, that no one at once upon a time would come out and dare to challenge, right? All of these things are happening, and guess what it happened? Guess what is going on? They're happening in a time that I told you that Messenger Elijah Muhammad told you to expect. The 60 cannot exceed 70-year grace period. Why didn't they happen 40 years ago? Why aren't they happening? Why aren't they waiting to happen 30 years from now? Because that would be out of the realm of prophecy. And everything must happen in the time allotted to it. So you got to learn time without the knowledge and understanding of time. I don't care how much you memorize a book. That does not give you understanding of the book. Right? You have to dig into that book and pray for understanding. This is what we're looking at today. I hope you're with me, brothers and sisters. I'm straining my voice, but I'm here. I'm drinking my lemon drink for my voice, but I'm here. I got my bottle of water on the side of me, but I'm here. Because they blocked us the other day, and I don't know how long they're going to keep us on the air today. We are the most sensitive, most banned show on the Internet. Why? This did not happen by chance or just out of the blue. It is because we are the most informative and empowering show, bar none, ever to hit the web. Bar none. Because we give you a thorough understanding of scripture, prophecy, theology, science, history, geopolitics, politics. We give you those things that will nourish your soul, that is edifying to you, that you looked at and you really didn't understand or see or notice or recognize. But remember, as I said to you all, we're seeing the dam starting to break. All of those fissures connect the dots. And if you don't understand the time, you will be washed away stretching out uncontrollably. This is what's going on. Why do you think that there's an influx of debt? Why do you think there's screaming about we've got to save the system at any cost? Why do you think that there's a free fall, I would call it, of central banks just throwing money, paper money everywhere, digital money everywhere without any sound baggage, already in debt? Already in debt, right? So now they're making the debt, the system, more indebted. That, you know, that's akin to trying to, you're in a hole, right? A 20, 30, 40-foot hole. And you have shovels. And you're saying, I'm going to get myself out because I'm going to dig deeper. I know if I continue to dig, I'll dig and maybe one day I'll wind up in China. That's insanity, right? That's insane. But this is what they're doing. And they're trying to justify it to you. This is the madness and the derision that the Bible said that God would smite them with in their last days. You now are witnessing the dope man smoking his own crack. Well, if I smoke just a little bit of crack, maybe nobody will know that I'm just as hooked on this stuff as the people I'm trying to sell it to. Right? Insanity. But this is the mind of an insane government, an insane republic, an insane world order. They're throwing everything at it. What are you to expect, black man and black woman? They don't want to be removed as rulers, and they're doing everything that they possibly can think about, no matter how insane it may sound to you. They're trying everything. They're just throwing stuff up against the wall to see if anything will stick, to give them a little hope that they can endure just a little bit longer. But in their mad dash to try to continue their rule and their world order, they're only shooting themselves not just in the foot, but in the leg, in the gut, in the chest, and in the neck, and soon to be in the head. If they keep on with this influx of debt, it's akin to taking a gun, a high-powered shotgun, and putting it to the head of the Western financial system and blowing the brains out. That's what it's akin to. It is insanity that you see these things. But what can you expect in a world of Washington debt or dollars? And as I'm saying to you, this is the real global pandemic. While they have us looking at, what is it called, coronavirus or CoV or CON-19 or whatever they call it, they're doing this at a time. Remember, I'm going to show you something. This is what a magician is. They call this sleight of hand. The magician call. The reason the magician is able to captivate you and the reason a magician is able to make you believe that he can do X, Y, and Z or that she can do X, Y, and Z is because they have a trick called sleight of hand. And what they do while they're trying to implement their real motives, they have something to distract you, right? And so they're distracting you. I'm not saying that the coronavirus is not real, but we know, I told you on the show, what, 2-3 weeks ago, before anybody said it, before it was written in the news, I told you where it came from. I told you that America and China had almost gotten into a war over this. And I told you that the Chinese government, the generals held a video conference with the United States and warned them that if we found out that you were responsible for it, there would be hell to pay. And I warned you that. Then you see it leak out in the news a week or so later, right? And then you see that the foreign ministry and the Chinese military department, all of them were saying that this comes from America. Then you see a global flare-up in the South China Sea and close to America's so-called economic zone on her west coast. I told you these things on the show. This didn't come out of the blue, right? Come on, brothers and sisters, you got to tell the truth. So, again, America, and this always happens, they're doing the sleight of hand, the magician trick, black man and black woman. They are waging all-out war to preserve not only the dollar as the preeminent currency of choice, but to maintain global empire. And you say, well, they wouldn't do this to their own population. They'll do anything. Anything. This is one of their plans that they had in the Pentagon. Right? Go Google this stuff. Google this. This is one of the plans they had. If X, Y, and Z fails, we'll go to this plan. If this fails, we'll go to this plan. They always say, we have a contingency of contingencies for plans that may affect our national security. If you don't believe America's underneath all this stuff here, look at these events. And each time the market almost melted down or was about to explode and melt down and cause an economic tsunami the likes of which you've never seen before, there was an event that took place to take your mind off of that. Look at 9/11. America, she was being called in for her extravagant spending, her warring, all of this stuff. Nations were demanding the gold to be repatriated to them, right? And the stock market was taking a massive hit. And all of a sudden, boom. And they were telling you that it looks like the American economy was close to collapse. And what happened? Orchestrated planes hit the building. And your mind was off that stuff about what was taking place. And it gave America little sympathy around the world, but most people knew what was going on. And it gave America a little breathing room that she can go a little further, right? Then you see what took place in the market crisis in, I think it was 2001 or 2002. Same thing. No planes hitting buildings. But same thing. They distracted you with something else so that they can get a little breathing room, and then it came back in 2008 and 2009. And what do? They go in Congress, have an emergency meeting, and say, What? If we don't get this money to bail out the people who actually robbed everybody, then the system will melt down overnight, and there will be no rebuilding the system. So they passed these emergency measures because they had you distracted on something else to try to save the system. And the same thing took place in 2015. And I told you in 2015, go back and listen to the shows. I said, we've entered a time unlike anything before. And I said, you know why? Because we have reached that 60 to not exceed 70-year race period. They only have X amount more years at most. I didn't say it was going to go all the way to the 60 to not exceed 70 years. The book of Daniel tells us that it can happen at any time. The collapse can happen and that God can come and get his people. Right? Come on, talk back to me. But they kept you distracted with something else. And now here we are today. America is swamped in debt. The Western world is swamped in debt. Right? And then they've been eyeing China. Notice before the Wuhan virus happened, or whatever they want to call it, America was browbeating China, trying to front on China globally, and sanctioning China, and threatening China, and then causing a couple of revolutions, and none of this stuff worked. None of it. And out of the blue, there were war games behind closed doors in China's Wuhan province. And then after some of the troops left, all of a sudden we have this virus. But the virus was first reported in the U.S., but they kept it mum. You see? All of these things are distraction tactics for a global meltdown, for what we see happening. I don't have to tell you this anymore. Go into the stores. Do you remember when I told you what was told to me by Brother Saladin? When I told you that the Honorable Saladin said, Brother, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that those prison doors was going to start coming open. And our brothers and sisters was going to start walking out of there. What's happening right now? I told you these things. What's happening right now? It is in the initial stages of that. Is that not right? Is that not right? The only show that was telling you these things, no other. Everything that you see going on, we told you about them for 11 years on the air. Right? Now you see everybody interested in the global meltdown. Go to Facebook. Everybody is putting links and articles up talking about, oh, this is going on, gold is happening, blah, 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 about the economic situation, or China's this, and, but remember, brothers and sisters, I want to take you back for a second. When I started telling you these things, and you can go back as a track record here, I was catching flack, not by the so-called disbelievers, I was catching flack by the ministers, so-called ministers of Elijah Muhammad around here. These appointed ministers or these people who claim to be followers of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I was catching flack. Nobody wanted to deal with me because, that ain't Elijah Muhammad's teaching. Elijah Muhammad didn't teach that. Messenger didn't say that. But and I stood 10 toes down and said, this is what the messenger taught. This is how you're supposed to look in these teachings. Look at this stuff. These are the teachings live in action. And now all of them want to say something like they've been knowing or been teaching this stuff. None of them knew these things. None of them taught. And if they knew it and then teach it, what are they? They're derelict of duty and now trying to get people to think that they are this and that. Come on, talk back to me. And if what I'm saying is not true, have any of them to call in and confront me on this truth. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, we are fickle and we are in a state of turmoil because of our leadership. They wouldn't stand 10 toes down and tell you these things. That was the reason for the show. Because I was like, as I was getting fed this information and I was doing research, I kept saying, why isn't anyone else saying these things? Why aren't they telling the people these things? All you hear them do is stand up at a pulpit and just get a book, read it, and then regurgitate what they read without any clear or deep understanding. But now you see the real-time teachings of Elijah Muhammad in action. And you get an understanding. And this show changed the perceptions and changed the conversation amongst the Muslim and black people at large. Because we're witnessing the real global pandemic. Because the world is now awash in debt or dollars. And it is drowning all of the institutions which uphold white supremacy. You can't deny these things. But we so stubborn, I put my pants on one leg at a time just like that, nigga. You won't get nobody credit. But I didn't do it for credit. Not with you, because I know how fickle we are as a people. I did it because it was my duty, and I believed in what was being taught to me. I believe that Master Farad Muhammad is God. I believe that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is the last messenger. I believe that the Islam that was brought to North America is superior to anything. I believe this, and I'm willing to defend it with my very last breath if I'm the only one believing it. I'm telling you, it's a very beautiful time to be a follower of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, the last and the greatest of the messengers of God. Let me say that again. The last and the greatest of the messengers of God. Let me say that again because it sounds so beautiful. The last and the greatest of the messengers of God. The future of the white world, especially that weight-bearing wall or pillar of the white world, America. These are the last days. They're in trouble. Everything is collapsing. Let me go and try to play a couple clips because time will slip by us. I got so many clips to play, and I didn't want to discard some of the clips that I had for the show a few days ago because even if it takes me up to next week to play all these clips or some of the majority of the clips, I'm going to do it because there's a pattern here. I'm trying to get you to see something. There is a pattern here, okay? And as I was doing a premium article the other day, it came out yesterday or day before yesterday or whatever, and it was talking about something about the fascist state of America. I can't think of the title. It escapes me at this moment. But in that, I was talking about the situation, the economic situation now facing America and how perplexed she is. And what this means to the global architecture. And in there, as I was writing, and I was adding in links to the article, and I was pondering over the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, something echoed in my head, and it was the definition that General Salente gave us And hopefully I'll get a chance to play that. I went back and I searched. And I searched and I said, I know I heard him say something like this on a video or something. So I went back and I searched for like maybe 20 minutes, 30 minutes, and I finally found two videos. And what I did, I chose one, and I listened to the video. See, I'm telling you, I do a lot of work behind the scenes that you don't recognize. The show is maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours, 2.5 hours. But there's a process of days, you understand? Because in this time in which we're living in, we need information and right information and right guidance more than ever. So I'm willing to sacrifice the time, sometimes sitting down playing with the children, sometimes sitting down with my wife and watching some documentary or listening to the messenger at times, because I'm doing what is incumbent upon me, okay? And I do it without any fanfare or without any people saying, you know what, this brother's doing a good job, this brother's doing, without the pats on the back. So as I sat down, I heard him. I said, whoa, that's it right there. So I downloaded the video, and then I cut it and uploaded it, and I'm going to play something, but I'm going to play it shortly. It's about what is going on in the system. And remember, this is years ago. Multiple years ago, when I played this clip, I'm going to play Gregory Mannarino first. I think I'm going to play one or two of his first. Then I'm going to play that clip from Gerald Celente. And it's going to make you understand where America is headed, okay? So let's go to the first clip, because I know the time will, I'll look around and then the time will be over with. So let's go here. And this is from a few days ago. All right? Pay close attention to this.
Okay, everybody, it's me, Gregory Mannarino. Sit down for this one because it's tremendous. It is Monday, March 23rd, 2020. The Federal Reserve has just announced unlimited asset purchases across the spectrum. Let's talk about how this affected stock futures.
Now, I stopped that because you heard what it said. The Fed just initiated unlimited. I'll let you hear what he said again. Then I'll just pause it. Then I'm going to come back to something. Then we'll come back to this clip because it is very imperative that you hear what he says here, especially this part here. It is very imperative that you understand what is actually taking place. So please, for these first few seconds, listen closely. Okay?
Okay, everybody. It's me, Gregory Mannarino. Sit down for this one because it's tremendous. It is Monday, March 23rd, 2020. The Federal Reserve has just announced unlimited asset purchases across the spectrum. Let's talk about how this affected stock futures. We will limit.
So, I'm going to come back to that clip. I wanted to put that on your mind for a minute, okay? It's a reason why I wanted to put that on your mind. Because it is very easy to be misled by what is actually going on. So, listen to what's going on. Remember I told you that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says this, right? And nobody says this stuff but on this show. You don't hear none of them talking about this. I said, at the end of America, America would be would resemble a dictatorship, right? Right? You heard me say this multiple times, right? And have a crazy leader who is not a politician. Is that not right? You've heard me say you can hold my foot to the fire. You can go research and listen to the old shows and tell me whether or not I'm telling you the truth or whether or not I'm lying to you. Okay? So what does that have to do with Mr. Gregory Mannarino saying that he said sit down because it blew his mind. The Fed has initiated unlimited stock or future buys or bond buys, what he's talking about. And he's talking about how they're going to bail out corporations, right? And they're going to start getting percentages of each corporation, right? Isn't that right? You hear it on the news. It comes on every day. They interrupt your TV programming or whatever and telling you, this is what we're going to do. We're going to help the people. Now, they got a $2 to $3 trillion bill and $300 to $400 billion of it is to give out to people, so you won't be mad that on the back end, they're giving over $1.5 trillion to corporations per day. I'm going to say that again. Per day. This is the distraction. This is the sleight of hand that I was telling you about. Why? Because America is entering an open fascist agenda. She's not behind the scene anymore. She is openly, with her actions, a fascist state. No longer a so-called democratic republic. This means that she's fallen. Listen to me good. This is a very good measurement of her fall. How she trumpeted to the world about free markets. How she trumpeted to the world about a rules-based order. And how she's throwing it all in the trash can to try to prevent the collapse of the American economy and the demise of the American dollar as the global instrument for trade. Listen to what Mr. Gerald Celente calls and gives you a definition of what America is now, as she buys part of corporations and how corporations and government powers merge. What are they called? Listen to this clip here, okay? And we're going to go back to that other one in just a sec, okay? So pay close attention.
My current guest is a trend forecaster who believes that current events form future trends. So with respect to the U.S. economy, what is to come today, tomorrow, and in the years ahead? Joining me now, once again, to talk more about this topic is Gerald Celente, founder of the Trends Research Institute and publisher of the Trends Journal. Thank you for joining me.
Oh, my pleasure.
I'd like to begin by talking about the Treasury Department. They've decided to extend bailout funds to a number of struggling life insurance policies. Now, this is in addition to the auto industry and the banks. Do you think Americans are aware of what's going on?
Yeah, they know about it. It's a new trend. America is going from what used to be the major capitalistic country in the world, a free market crusader, into what Mussolini would have called fascism, the merger of state and corporate powers. So it's not socialism as people believe it is. Socialism's egalitarianism. And it's not communism where it's state-controlled monopolies. It's fascism, plain and simple. The merger of corporate and government powers. State-controlled capitalism is called fascism. And fascism has come to America in broad daylight.
Now, that was said years ago, after the first 2009 thing, right? He was giving you a definition of what he saw was coming, as we have been telling you for the longest. And again, let's go back to Mr. Manarino, because we're going to come back to that clip again about Mr. Gerald Celente, okay? Y'all bear with your brother. I'm going to try to get as many clips as I can in, but I'm going to try to explain them so that you can see how America is drowning in her own debt, her own dollar, how the whole world under Western dominion is collapsing. They're dying from this debt tsunami, and they're trying to distract you with things like coronavirus, even though that's a real threat, right? But what I'm trying to tell you is that they see something greater than that. You understand? They see the disruption of their lives, the collapse of the republic, and the end of America. That's what they see, okay? But let's go back to the first thing from a week ago, okay? Now, remember what you just heard. Now we're going to play the clip.
Okay, everybody, it's me, Gregory Manarino. Sit down for this one because it's tremendous. It is Monday, March 23rd, 2020. The Federal Reserve has just announced unlimited asset purchases across the spectrum. Let's talk about how this affected stock futures. We were limit down last night. Well, as I am doing this video blog, stock futures have gone literally parabolic. I'm talking straight up. Dow futures are now pointing towards an over 400 point gain right out of the gate with regard to this stock market. People, like I've explained to you, this should be no, what you're seeing now, I foretold to you. I explained to you the Federal Reserve is going to buy everything. As they're funneling dollars, they're dollarizing the world. The Fed is funneling dollars around the world. This is their final solution. Like I have explained to you for a very long time, it's a global takeover. Unlike anything we have ever seen before, it's unprecedented. I don't know another way to put this here. Now, being that stock futures have gone straight up, I mean, this is probably one of the largest percent turnarounds in the history of the stock market now that the Fed is buying everything with unlimited funds. Unlimited. There's no cap on anything here. No surprise to you. Again, I've explained this to you. They're going to be the lender and the buyer of last resort, and they're dollarizing the world so other central banks can buy assets as well. This is a, I think it's, you know what? President Trump said this is a war with regard to this coronavirus. Well, let me put another perspective on this. Central banks are crushing the world right now. They have declared war, a debt war, on the entire world, flooding the world with dollars. The Federal Reserve is dollarizing the earth by design. Now, we understand that Fed President Bullard said last night, again, this is incredible for a Federal Reserve president to say that this was planned. This is by design. They're shutting down the economy. He's expecting 30% unemployment. This is much greater than at the peak of the Great Depression, where we had 24.9% unemployment. Now, I know everyone's fixated on the stock market, but not you. What you need to be watching is the debt market. That 10-year yield, despite the parabolic move in the stock market, because the Fed is now buying everything, you knew it was coming, the 10-year yield is not really responding here. Commodities are higher across the board. Cryptocurrencies are getting a nice boost here. If that 10-year yield does not respond, this market's not going to hold these gains. Now, another thing I want you to keep in mind here. Look, I'm almost losing my track of thought here. This is an incredible. I'm so overwhelmed with what I am seeing here right now because I've outlined this all for you. You knew it was coming. This is incredible. And I'm calling on every single one of you here, not just the Q Patriots, to start making noise. Start spreading this out. I know you do already, but get it out there. Let people understand that this new America is going to sweep the globe. A new monetary system is being put in place here. It will not be commodity-backed. It will be backed by the full faith and credit of this new world order, which has begun, the hub right here in the United States, this new America. It's not the United States anymore. It's going to sweep the globe, people, very rapidly. So anyway, this is what I was going to say. If this stock market does not respond positively to, in other words, if this doesn't form a bottom, if we don't see this yield curve begin to come up, you can expect stocks to give up these gains at one point. Today, tomorrow, the next day. We've seen this before. Stocks put on 1,000, they drop 1,000 or two the next day. Congress must pass, as part of the plan here, Congress must pass some kind of coronavirus bailout stimulus package. And this is going to include low-cost loans to small businesses, again, to enslave you, and you have no choice. They had got small businesses pinned against a wall, all by design. Bullard explained it to us here, Fed President Bullard. So they're going to make you more of a debt slave. Your business, again, will belong to them. If you don't pay them back, whatever monies that you are going to borrow, because most of you are going to, they own you. This is too much. It's really beyond belief what we're seeing here. All right, so just in summary, the Federal Reserve has just extended asset purchases to everything and unlimited. No secret to you if you follow this blog. Stock futures have gone parabolic, probably the largest percent turnaround in history, from limit down overnight to positive by over 400, at least as I'm doing this for the Dow Jones Industrial Average. The 10-year yield is not responding. That's a big tell. Keep your eyes on that. Commodities higher across the board. Crypto's catching a nice bid. Again, people, this is a global, worldwide takeover. It's happening very rapidly, and it's right in your face.
So, you heard that, right? So, what I'm trying to tell you is that he has something right. He has part of it right when he says that America is no more. When he's telling you about the situation that's going on financially, he's saying America is flooding the world with dollars. He also said this is their final solution. So what we want to know is, what does that mean? According to the dictionary, final means coming at the end of a series, right? And so it says that a series of examinations at the end of a degree course, the last game in a sports tournament or other competition which decides the winner of the tournament. So that's what final. Now, solution means a means of solving a problem or dealing with a difficult situation, a liquid mixture in which the minor component is solute is uniformly distributed within the major component, the solvent. So what we're looking at, right, is the desperation of America. She knows that she's in a situation, her back is up against the wall. Her finances is up against the wall. Her republic is up against the wall. The idea of global domination is up against the wall. The security of not only the American Republic, but those of Europe too, are up against the wall. So she is now going all out. So when you see a person that has ruled for this long, and you see a people that has ruled and dominated and prospered for this long of others, and everything is going to hell in a handbasket, don't you tell me that they would not resort to infecting people with viruses. Don't you tell me that. Because you would look like a lunatic to deny this. If they're willing to bomb the world with nuclear weapons and the building of nuclear weapons, then not only could they kill the world one time, they're talking about they got enough to bomb the world 30 times over and still have some for anything that comes from space. So don't tell me that they won't engineer and then use and exploit biological warfare. Don't tell me that. Because everything is on the line. And Mr. Gregory Manorino says, I'm overwhelmed with this. He can believe it. I'm overwhelmed with this. I hear very well. Overwhelmed, according to the dictionary, means to bury or drown beneath a huge mass. To defeat completely. Right? To give too much of a thing to someone or to inundate. So, and this man is a man of the markets, right? This man was an intelligence guy in the Navy, right? He's a Wall Street crooner. And what he is seeing has overwhelmed him. Now, what you gonna do with that? What you gonna do with that? How are you going to deal with that? How? Talk back to me. Could you deal with that? Or do you believe that things are going to turn to normal? Right? Do you believe that? Well, if you believe that, let me refresh your memory of what Mr. Gerald Celente just said to you before that.
My current guest is a trend forecaster who believes that current events form future trends. So with respect to the U.S. economy, what is to come today, tomorrow, and in the years ahead? Joining me now, once again, to talk more about this topic is Gerald Celente, founder of the Trends Research Institute and publisher of the Trends Journal. Thank you for joining me.
Oh, my pleasure.
I'd like to begin by talking about the Treasury Department. They've decided to extend bailout funds to a number of struggling life insurance policies. Now, this is in addition to the auto industry and the banks. Do you think Americans are aware of what's going on?
Yeah, they know about it. It's a new trend. America is going from what used to be the major capitalistic country in the world, a free market crusader, into what Mussolini would have called fascism, the merger of state and corporate powers. So it's not socialism as people believe it is. Socialism's egalitarianism. And it's not communism where it's state-controlled monopolies. It's fascism, plain and simple. The merger of corporate and government powers. State-controlled capitalism is called fascism. And fascism has come to America in broad daylight.
So you're looking at that, and you're saying, wow, what does that mean? Does that mean that America's falling? Does that mean that the global hegemon will be wiped out? Does that mean that, or does it mean that she can overcome her debt situation? Well, I want you to listen to the first few words of this, first few minutes of this clip, okay?
Okay, everybody, it's me, Gregory Mannarino. It is Wednesday, March 25th, 2020. I'm going to say it again, and I've been really going like off the deep end with this lately. America has fallen. This is a takeover on an unprecedented, epic scale. People, the Federal Reserve is buying everything. They're not just buying government debt anymore. That's clear. They've admitted that they're buying corporate debt. That's clear. They're admitting that they're buying municipal debt. That's clear. They've admitted that they're buying exchange-traded funds, so they're buying the stock market. That's clear. We have a complete nationalization of our industries pretty much across the spectrum, all of it. A new currency is being issued, a digital one. They're funneling cash around the world so central banks can buy assets. I mean, America has fallen. We've absolutely fallen. There is no other way to put this.
Well, I thought that man named Elijah Muhammad didn't know what he was talking about, huh? It's quiet now. You like church mind, right? Listen, let's go to page 170. We're going to go back. We're going to revisit that clip. The destruction and fall of the world that we have known is now without a doubt in process. When we refer to the world, we are referring to the world of the white man. For the world of the black man has yet to come in. This is what America and Europe are fighting against. They're trying to preserve their rule and dominion and try to prevent the rise of anybody outside of them. Why do you think America and Europe are so preoccupied with so-called U.S. and European security when they are the ones who break security for everybody around the globe? Why do you think that they're trying to dominate the waters and underneath the waters? Why do you think they're trying to dominate the air, calling it air superiority, and even in the realm of space? Because they know that they have run around the world killing, and they don't want nobody to have what they have because they know innately that they are due death. You can't go around for centuries killing folks and taking their resources and taking their women and killing people and raping and torturing people and think that you just can get by with this. This is not the divine order. The divine order says, as thou hast done, so shall it be done unto thee. Well, we have not seen it done unto them, so this is the time where the doing will be done unto them. So they made rich nations poor. They ravaged the so-called aboriginal world, right? They ravaged them, took all the resources, took some at one point, they had took the will for them to even go for self. And they used this paper instrument that they call currency to do so. I'll give you this paper with printed ink on it. You give me your unrefined resources. I'm going to give you a little bit more. You'll be my sweatshop, but I'm going to live good. And when you make me mad, I'm going to cancel the value of that, right? And I'm going to export inflation to you every time I feel like it. Man, that is a hell of a setup, ain't it? And if you make me too mad, I'm going to ignore the institutions that I set up for global governance, and I'm going to bomb the hell out you. I'm going to sanction you, then I'm going to bomb the hell out you. Then I'm going to do it in the name of democracy and freedom. Right? Is this not America? Is this not Europe? So, we go further. The world of the black man, by divine guidance, it ain't coming in on his own. It's coming by divine guidance. It's now merging in on the old world of the white race. This makes the destruction and fall of the world of the white man imminent. Here in America, you ain't got to go nowhere else. Listen to this. We can see nothing but the fall of America. It is no secret. It is obvious to the eyes that are open. If we want to close our eyes and minds and claim that we do not see and understand, then we will be falling ourselves. This refusal to see is foolhardy. For regardless to how we may desire to see the whole world stand, we do not have the power to stave off the destruction that causes the world of the white man to fall. The destruction in power that is bringing about the fall of the world of the white man is coming from Allah. It ain't coming from China, Russia, India, Pakistan, Indonesia, South America, the Caribbean. It's coming from Allah. He is using these nations and these governments as instruments of his plans to bring down America in the Western world. It goes further and says, in the past history of the world of the white man, there was never a time of destruction of his world like the present time. So when Elijah Muhammad told you these things, he was talking about a time unlike any other time in the history of man. What are they saying themselves? We've never seen this before. This is unprecedented. Unprecedented meaning that there's nothing like it. All right? It says, it is useless for you to try to prevent the fall of the white man's world. There is no checking it. So no matter what they do, they won't stop this. The white race has not tried to do the right thing. Well, Elijah Muhammad, what is the right thing? Justice. The doing of justice would have checked her fall. But America was never willing. And even at this hour, she is not willing to do justice by those whom she has mistreated. So stop right there. So even in the midst of all of this, even in the midst of all of this, America won't do right by a slave. She won't call her police department to account. She won't call her jailhouses and her judges to account. She won't do this because the world will mock her, make mock of her for her admitting to the wrong that she's done. She won't admit that she's wrong in Iraq and Syria and in Somalia and Yemen. She won't admit that she's wrong in her pursuit of global hegemony in the South China Sea. She won't admit that she's wrong in Cuba and in Venezuela and the surrounding nations. Hell, she's doubling and tripling down on a mad policy with these nations. Right? So we flip over to page 199 of The Fall of America. And it's called The Dreadful Times of America. And Elijah Muhammad, the last and the greatest of the messengers of God, writes, America, and especially North America, has entered into the time that was predicted by Moses and the prophets between him and Jesus. In the 24th chapter of Matthew, there's a prophecy made by Jesus of the present time of America without mentioning her name. He referred to the country as a world because this part of the earth is referred to in many places by prophets and by Jesus himself as a wilderness. The name America is not yet 500 years old, so the prophets referred to it as a wilderness in their prophecy. It is terrific. I use the word terrible. Isn't that something? He said he used the word terrible. Well, let's see what the word terrible means, okay? Let's go here. Terrible. All right, there we go. The word terrible means extremely or distressingly bad or serious. Causing or likely to cause terror, sinister, dreadful, awful, appalling, horrific, horrifying, horrible. So he says, it's terrific. I use the word terrible because it is not a thing that can be described as something mild or something that is moving slowly or something that can be recognized so easily by the common people. It is clear to all who can see, listen to this, that America has reached the stage about which she has always been warned. She always wanted to keep it a secret. Why? Why is she not telling the world exactly what's going on? Muhammad answers, because of her so-called Negro slaves. She never desired for the slave to know too much of what was in store for her because of her enslaving and mistreating her slaves. She has reared them for the past 400 years, and she knows them. She knows how they think and how they react to her teachings, and she knows that fear of her. She knows her slaves, but the slaves do not know America, their slave master. The great, dreadful, and awful doom is now in the doors and windows of America and of the church, the religion of America. As long as Christianity worked, America thought she was safe, because it is one of the most deceiving and outright misleading religions in the world, of the world. So this is why they fight mad against Islam right now. This is why they're waging an all-out campaign to demonize and delegitimize Islam. We are at the war of the worlds. We're at the clash of civilization. We're at the stage and road of Armageddon. And America is fighting because she knows she has no chance of living on, so what would she do? Fight or die? I'll tell you what, to show you what I'm talking about, let me give you an example. Say, for instance, you have this con artist, right? And this con artist moves into this house that don't belong to them. And they have fooled the people in the neighborhood for a long time. And it's a woman. A woman. Right? And the guy who owns the house has been hearing for a long time that not only is it an unauthorized and illegal occupant in the house, but they have been ransacking the inside of that multi-million-dollar home, right? And have been taking all the resources out of that home. So when the owner returns home and he goes into that house and he's so mad, so teed off, then he goes to kill that woman, no matter how frail she is. And this is a big bodybuilder, massive guy, 300 pounds, right? Shredded to the teeth. And we have and he's 6'7". Then we have this 5'2" woman that's been just ransacking his house. Even though she knows that she cannot win that battle with that man as he comes to take her life, she's not just going to lay down, is she? She's going to look for a way to try to win, isn't she? Because that's the way things are. That's just the way they are. So America's not just laying down. She's at work trying to kill you. Wait a second. I'll say we have to ride. Excuse me. I say we have to ride. Give me a second. I think it's page, chapter 20 or 22. Why is it on my mind? You brothers and sisters, give me a second. Okay. I just want you to tell you what. Brothers and sisters, in this time, in this awful time of this white world, we must be prepared for whatever comes this way. We must make ourselves ready, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, psychologically, and if necessary, politically. And I'm not talking about joining a political system. I'm talking about a politics that is not diluted, and that is Islam. That is your nature. That's the party you belong to. So we go to our Savior has arrived, 103, 104. And in this chapter, Black and White Worlds near showdown. That's the chapter. So we go down here. Listen to this good. The present world of white people. We read this before, but I want to go over with you to show you the mind state of these people, okay? The present world of white people have had their rule and have gone over their time to rule. Nevertheless, they still want to rule or destroy the idea of someone else ruling, as shown by their preparations made for the total destruction of the human family of the earth. This is what you're seeing. That's why she's waging war. That's why she's using bioterror. That's why she's using gene-specific viruses. That's why she's ravaging the nations militarily. That's why, even as she claims to be a humanitarian, she has nations who are being ravaged by so-called coronavirus, still under intense sanctions. How the hell can that even square or add up? Talk back to me, because I'm talking to you. I'm your brother. I'm talking to you. But let's go. We know that they will not be able to destroy it one time, but they are prepared to do so should they be given a chance. This is very hard for you to listen to or accept from a man who stands at your door telling you that he is prepared to destroy you again and again and blast you out of your own home or house. Listen to this. We are now told in many skillful and deceitful ways that the white world is prepared and is putting those preparations into action against the black man. When we say the black man, we're talking about the entire black nation, the black, the red, the brown, and the yellow people. So this is not just in America against the so-called American Negroes. This is globally. He's putting those plans into action. He's working against the rise of the black nation. So he's telling you in many skillful ways, listen to me, it's no coincidence that this stuff broke out when Russia and China had been warning the world. And if you can go to the Hines 1555 law, we have been trumpeting this for years about how America has put bioterror labs in Central Asia, South Asia, all around Pakistan, all around India, all around China, all around Russia's border. And Russia had been warning them that if this thing goes awry, prepare for an immediate counterstrike with nuclear weapons. This is what's been going on. So don't tell me that America is so good that she won't do this thing when we have been witnessing this, the preparations made for these things over the years. And we were heralding it and trumpeting it to you, yet you ignored it because you was too busy watching the Super Bowl or court TV or madness, engaged in madness. But it goes further and says, I'm going to skip down because I want you to hear this. The white world, as it goes out, has not been asleep to its responsibility. See, you have been asleep. And now you're yawning because you're waking up in the slumber. And you know the light of truth is out there. And you've been in the dark so long, so you got to wipe them eyes and get your spiritual eyes adjusted to the reality of the time. You understand? And it may take you a minute because you're not used to that bright light. You're used to laying down in the dark. But the light of truth has come. And you've got to adjust those pupils so that you can see what lies before you. Because all we've seen you do is stumble in the dark. So he says, the white world, as it goes out, has not been asleep to its responsibilities. They have been building up their arms and arsenals and factories for this day in order to kill the black man. They are doing this in so many ways with drugs and the surgeon's knife in the hospitals. See what's going on? It is the greatest desire of the white man that he does not leave the black man in position to keep populating the earth under his own color. Our women are the target. So when you're looking at the news and you're seeing, oh, this black person passed away, this man, oh, this black man passed away, then you'll see two or three women pass away. This is what it's about. But they're doing it in sneaky ways to remove you. They are waging war against God. And since they can't beat God, they're going at God through his underbelly, which is you. See, this is what America did with Russia and China. She knew that she would be under a massive counterattack if she just openly attacked Russia or China. So what she did, she orchestrated 9/11, and she got into Central Asia. And if you go and look at the great game by Zbigniew Brzezinski, he had already talked about that. Jimmy Carter's national security advisor. He already talked about whoever controls Central Asia. He said the Eurasian landmass controls the world. We must somehow get into Eurasia, maybe under the guise of a false attacker. It's all there. Go read this stuff. I'm just warning you. It's right there. It's right there. So they're in there. But America knew that outright. If she would have attacked Russia or China, she would have been inviting herself for an open military hostility. So what she did, she used false attacks to justify her getting in there, and they used the sympathy of other nations to allow her in there. But we know once America gets in there, it's hard as hell to get her out. Right? She never leaves a nation willingly. Look at Iraq. Look at Syria. Look at Libya. Look at South Korea. Look at Japan. She's been there since World War II. But she knows that. So listen. So what she does, she goes for the sympathy of the people. And she then when she's there, she starts destabilizing and dividing the people and the government. And then she moves in her weaponry, her bioterror units, her missiles, her defense systems, so that she can surround these nations, so that when she does openly attack them, if they go back and fire on her, she can limit their attack by trying to down their missiles and having the area to strike them before they strike her, because she has forward basing in those nations that are around them. You understand? This is why all of the geopolitical posturing is going on, because Americans on a warpath. She's trying to prevent her fall. She's trying to stave off the decline and fall of the dollar. She's trying to prevent the rise of any competitor or combination of competitors. Right? Isn't that her stated doctrine? Right? Any rising peer or combination of peers to challenge American dominance. That is in her national security policy. I'm not telling you something that I'm just guessing on. Go read it. Go Google this stuff and read it. So she knows the key to her existence, the key to her power, is to maintain the dollar in some form, fashion, or way. So she's flooding the nations with dollars. And you know what that is? She's flooding the nations with inflation. Therefore, she can still have a grip on their policymakers, because if she cuts the dollar's value, then their holdings are cut, which will destabilize their governments, which will cause massive uprisings and civil insurrections and coups around the world, overthrowing governments. She knows what she's doing. But that's what I'm talking about. I want you to, brothers and sisters, I want you to listen closely to this. Now, everything that Gregory Mannarino says, but some of it, you got to understand, he's saying it from his perspective because he loves America. He is an American. He's white. And he, just like the rest of them, have something to lose. But in all of that, he's still telling you some truth. So I want you to listen again. I'm going to play this clip. And then I'm going to come back because it's something I want to share with you, okay? Here we go.
Okay, everybody, it's me, Gregory Mannarino. It is Wednesday, March 25th, 2020. I'm going to say it again, and I've been really going, like, off the deep end with this lately. America has fallen. This is a takeover on an unprecedented, epic scale. People, the Federal Reserve is buying everything. They're not just buying government debt anymore. That's clear. They've admitted that they're buying corporate debt. That's clear. They're admitting that they're buying municipal debt. That's clear. They've admitted that they're buying exchange-traded funds, so they're buying the stock market. That's clear. We have a complete nationalization of our industries pretty much across the spectrum, all of it. A new currency is being issued, a digital one. They're funneling cash around the world so central banks can buy assets. I mean, America has fallen. We've absolutely fallen. There is no other way to put this. And people are doing nothing. They're sitting back here watching this unfold right before them, and all they want is a check. I mean, they don't even want to be free. Like I explained to you yesterday, people are willingly giving up their freedoms, their liberties, to be ruled by a central bank that is about to and is taking over the entire world. It's an incredible thing. But I guess this is a natural progression. I mean, I don't know. Most Americans are embracing this. They really are. They all want their check. They all want their bailout. How is this? How does this mesh with a free society here? And with regard to this stock market, it's incredible. We fell over 10,000 points off of the high. We had a 2,000-point bounce yesterday, and everyone thinks this is over. I don't see it. It might be over because the Fed's buying everything. Maybe the Fed is going to push stocks back up. I mean, look, they have an unlimited, unstoppable, their words, unlimited mechanism here. They have a printing press, or they have a digital screen. They're buying it all, everything. And this is part of the takeover. Insane. Absolutely insane how this was engineered, how this was set up, the disbursement of this virus, the cratering of crude oil to pull the markets down so they could step in here and start buying everything. What a twisted mechanism, but it worked perfectly. I mean, absolutely perfectly. Again, Bullard, Fed President Bullard, this was engineered. This was orchestrated, all planned. Look it up for yourself. It's a global takeover. And this is about to get much worse. We're going to get a new constitution. This is a new America. Don't you understand that? I really hope you do. It's unstoppable at this particular time.
Yeah, it's unstoppable. What's going on is unstoppable. But that's what Elijah Muhammad said. Oh, where's the fall of America again? Let me go back. Because I have to double down on certain things to make you understand just how serious the situation is. It is. It is useless for you to try to prevent the fall of the white man's world. There is no checking it. There's no checking it. That's what unstoppable means. There's no checking it. You understand? This is what we're looking at, the collapse. Now, if that's the case and the stock market is crashing and they're doing everything they can to keep your mind off of this, you see how it's been taking a hit? Remember, I played to you a few years ago, a year ago, I believe it was, Kirby, what is his name? I know his last name is Kirby. Anyway, Rob Kirby or something like that. I think that's his name, Rob Kirby. And he was talking about the plunge protection team, right? And he was talking about how the government gives them trillions and trillions of off-book or black book money. So whenever the markets take a hit, they can inject that in there to try to prevent a collapse or a crash, right? And he said, and if it gets too bad, they'll stop the markets or close. Didn't they do that a few days ago? Didn't they close down the markets early and then open up the markets early, talking about they want to prevent something from the coronavirus? What the hell? Brothers and sisters, I want y'all to just sometimes think about the garbage that these people be feeding y'all and how y'all just take it. Just garbage. But anyway, they see something going on. But let's go to the Bible. Jeremiah chapter 51. Thus says the Lord, behold, I will raise up against Babylon and against them that dwell in the midst of them that rise up against me, a destroying wind, and will send unto Babylon fanners that shall fan her and shall empty her land. For in the day of trouble they shall be against her round about. Against him that bendeth the arches. Now, brother, I'm reading this, but I'm gonna talk to y'all. Y'all know how I do this. I'm gonna read it and I'm gonna talk to y'all. Against him that bendeth, let the archer bend his bow. And against him that lifteth himself up in his braggadoon, meaning somebody that's bragging all the time. And spare ye not her young men. Destroy ye utterly all her hosts. So they're gonna be destroyed. But when he says, against him that bendeth, let the archer bend his bow. He's talking about when America raised up and she's talking about economic solvency, make it insolvent. When she's talking about her markets, destroy her markets. When she's talking about her trade, destroy her trade. When she's talking about shooting at you in war, go to war with this heifer. That's what he's talking about. And it says, thus the slain shall fall in the land of the Chaldeans, and they that are thrust through her streets. For Israel have not been forsaken, nor Judah of his God, of the Lord of hosts, though their land was filled with sin against the Holy One of Israel. Flee out of the midst of Babylon, and deliver every man his soul. Be not cut off in her iniquity. Now, in a position that the black man and woman here in America is not like you can just get up and go. So you must take this and understand it according to what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says. When he says, flee out of the midst of Babylon, he says, forsake her politics. Forsake her way of life, her culture, and the madness that is going on. Forsake all of that. You will flee from her. So when God throws his bows and arrows at her, one won't hit you. Flee out of her midst. You got to forsake it. But some of you think, if we march, if we join her political system, we can affect change. How the hell can you change something that is corrupt, evil, and deadly to the core without killing it outright? Huh? Talk to me. Let's go further. Flee out of the midst of Babylon and deliver every man his soul. Be not cut off in her iniquity. Meaning, don't get involved in all this madness that's going on. The strip clubs, right? The X-rated TV shows. Having 50 and 60 women. Don't get caught in that iniquity. For this is the time of the Lord's vengeance. We see God's hand at work right now, black man and black woman. He will render unto her a recompense. Whatever she earned, she's going to get paid back for it, black man and black woman. God going to give her check in full. He ain't deducting taxes. He ain't deducting no FICA or whatever it is, federal, whatever. He's giving it all back to her. And then some. He even going to give her a little bonus. Okay? Babylon has been a golden cup in the Lord's hand that made all the earth drunken. The nations have drunken of her wine. Therefore, the nations are mad. Stop right there. That's where we needed to be at. What wine have they drunk of this great Babylon, this great global harlot that stampedes around the globe, showing the nations her shame at will? The dollar, the political system, her culture, and the buying of arms from her, right? They have all drunk the Kool-Aid that America is the supreme military power. They have all drunk the Kool-Aid that capitalism is the only way. The free markets is the only way. They have all drunk the Kool-Aid that America is that exceptional nation, that city that sitteth upon the hill. They've all drunk that Kool-Aid that America is the wealthiest and most powerful and influential nation in the world. Right? What the book says, the ramifications of drinking that type of wine. The nations have drunken of her wine. Therefore, the nations are mad. So you see them instituting policies that a mad nation herself is instituting. Flooding the nations, flooding their own nations with dollars, flooding their own nations with inflation, right? Digging their nations further in debt. They're following the supreme example. They have drunk the madness of America, and now they too have gone mad. This is biblical. This is the Bible talking to you. I bet you never saw it like that, did you? Bet you never saw that. But these are the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. In real time. And I'm proving it to you. Let me go to the phone line. I see a hand up, and I'm telling you, that's my good brother. Brother Gerald, I say unto you, assalamu alaikum.
Well, assalam, sir. Brother,
how's it going, my brother?
I'm doing well, brother. All praise due to Allah. Brother, shouldn't it be called the coronavirus planned, opposed the coronavirus pandemic?
Hey, I'm stealing that from you, and I'll probably use that in a premium article coming up.
Yes, sir. So is it America considered the worst detonation in the history of the world, brother? Isn't that correct?
Yes, that is absolutely correct.
So then now the government is going to create a stimulus basically out of thin air, which basically will send inflation into the roof. So under this current plan, $6 trillion, $2 trillion for the ordinary Americans, $4 trillion directly for the Federal Reserve to prop up the bond and stock market. So this is how it works. The state borrows money from the Federal Reserve, which drives the deficit through the ceiling, which throws the nation more into debt. Like for a family of four, say, for instance, that'll be another $68,000 in taxes in accruing interest, right?
Right.
Brother.
Right.
So the government borrows its money from the Federal Reserve at interest. The government prints up a treasury bond, and the Federal Reserve buys the treasury bond in exchange. It prints up money or types it into a computer. So voila, here you are. We're going to bail you out again, plunging the country more in debt, right?
Yes, sir. But isn't that, bro, I'm telling you, the madness of this stuff, and the average person sits there and just go along with it. It seems like they don't want to see this truth about how America exports guns, she exports dollars, and with that, she exports inflation. And that's how she has an economic stranglehold on other people's economies.
That's right. That's right, brother. And see, you know, as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, too often, and you touched on the derision. See, you know, we look at Trump and we look at administration, brother, and they look up there and we can see, you know, the desperation on their faces because, you know, we expected this to transpire, as taught by the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. Time, brother, we have to give credit where credit is due. We hear Gregory Mannarino, Gerald Celente, and all these other ones. But let's get a credit where it really creates credit is due. The most honorable Elijah Muhammad says since the coming of our savior, Master Fraud Muhammad, in 1931, America has been falling. Okay?
Yes, sir.
So with the touch and the hand of Allah, America has been falling. It's not China. It's not Russia. Although Allah is using them to help bring America down economically and militarily, it is Allah, Master Fraud Muhammad, who is doing this. Let's go to part
right.
of America since you touched on that, Brother, page 126. The rich,
yes.
the wealthy, and powerful rulers of America, from the mayors of cities, the police commissioners, up to the president, work to oppose the black, once slave, return to his own. All of this hastens their doom, as the Bible Psalm says, 2:4, teaches us, he that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh, the Lord shall have them in derision. Allah God laughs at their struggle to bring to a naught his aims and purpose of freedom, justice, and equality to his black slaves. Allah God has them, heads of America, in derision and confusion
yes,
to the limit of their wit. In another place, the Bible teaches us that he, Allah, will turn them backward, Isaiah chapter 44, 25. So, brother, all of these things, Allah has their mind. They think that they're going to try to, you know, stave off the destruction of Allah with this coronavirus, COVID-19, but ever since the devil has been on the planet, even before that, the gods have prepared his destruction long before they was even made. So now, we want to touch on the coronavirus. Let's go to page 222. What has been known as America threatened today with total destruction? America is destroying herself in her effort to destroy her black slaves. The water and air of America are being polluted by chemical bacteriologists. American
yes,
scientists of war conduct dreadful experiments on how best to kill human beings by the millions to wipe out the life of whole continents. These are the days of fulfillment of prophecy of not one, but of many calamities. But in all of these preparations of the destruction of human life by the devil, Allah God, too, has plans to save his people. Allah God has claim over the black slave as being his people, and the white slaveholder is angry because of the loss of the black slave by virtue of this claim. So really all this hedges around keeping the so-called American Negro, the black man of America, into what is called the real New World Order. This is what place that Allah God is going to put us in place. So this is what the devil doing. He will look to try to kill us, but at the same time, brother, he will take his own kind of destruction just to get at us. I know
you
only have a little more time, brother, but carry on in this beautiful teaching, brother. Good to hear you live, black man.
Yes, sir, my brother. Salaam alaikum. Hey, I'm telling you, I'm surprised the devil let the show go all the way through today. But listen, I know it's only 16 seconds, but let me break something down. I only take a whatever like that, 3 minutes or something like that. So hold on, brothers and sisters who are listening. I just want to go, the word significant, okay? I want to give this definition because I want you to hear something, okay? I'm going to touch upon something that Brother Gerald said a few seconds ago, okay? The brother was on point, on the money, so I'm going to follow him up on something, okay? And I'm going to add more credence and more weight to what he said. The word significant, sufficiently great or important to be worthy of attention, noteworthy, having a particular meaning indicative of something, notable, noteworthy, worthy of attention, remarkable, outstanding. So with that definition of significant or significantly or significance, I want you to pay close attention to this, okay? As it was with Nebuchadnezzar, and as it was with Pharaoh. So now we're talking about Babylon, and we're talking about what? Ancient Egypt, right? Notice throughout these scriptures, or throughout the book, Elijah Muhammad does a lot of comparing of America, modern America, with ancient Babylon and ancient Egypt. These two, he said, are examples of America, all right? I want you to pay close attention to this. So when we get this understanding, we can actually see what is going on. As it was with Nebuchadnezzar, and as it was with Pharaoh, the same is being repeated today. This is the significance of Allah's coming on the 4th of July. For 400 years, we have been suffering under the pangs of servitude, slavery, and at the relentlessly merciless hands of the white slave master over us. Allah came to give justice and freedom to us and to make us equal members in the society of the new powerful, strong, and wise people of the earth. Ever since that day, what day, Elijah Muhammad? The 4th of July, 1930, has meant the doom of American domination over the black man of America and the black people of the earth. Ever since that day, what day, Elijah Muhammad? July 4th, 1930, America has been fallen. America's fall is not imminent. It is now going on. So in closing, let me say something to you. In the time that Elijah Muhammad mentioned, July 4th, 1930, was deep into the Depression, right? Allah made himself known, and he was heralded by the discovery of a major planet, Pluto, which was a representation of the black man and woman here in America. You little fools. The real name of the planet is Platoon, and it signifies you as being so far away from the scope of God, yet one touch of the wisdom of God can make you rotate on your axis just like Earth. 1,037 and 1/3 miles per hour, right? So the significance of this was the breaking of the rules and the economic structure and architecture of America and the white world. What are we going into right now? They're telling you a severe recession. They don't want to say depression. But a severe recession is what? In any other, a rose by any other name is what? Huh? And it still is sweet. It is sweet that we are now living in the emergence or the emergence of the great new world, fathered and maintained by the Lord of the world. This is your day, black man and black woman. This is the day that the black man and woman should rejoice. For no longer shall you have that yoke of bondage of the Western world or that world of Yaqub on your back. This is a new day, a new time, and a new God is on the scene with all power and all glory. Brothers and sisters, with an undying love and passion for the liberation, the upliftment, and the redemption of 68 million of our kind, first here in America, and then the billions around the globe, know that your brother Rashid Muhammad loves you to life, and I'm willing to give it for you. But the love that I have always pales in comparison to the love that my God, my Savior, and my Redeemer, Almighty God Allah in the person of one, Master Farad Muhammad, to whom all holy praises are due forever, his messenger, the last and the greatest of the messengers of God, and that mighty, mighty nation of Islam has for you. Until we next speak again, stay strong, stay true. But above all things, stay righteous. I salute you all, and I love you with all my heart. As-salamu alaykum.
For information on our next show, please visit trumpetoftruth.wordpress.com and click on the Blog Talk Radio button. Until we converse again, always remember, no matter how low society may have rendered you, the wisdom of the one true God will lift you on high. May God bless and keep you. The Star and Crescent Report was created and directed by Rashid Muhammad, produced by Nicole Muhammad, and hosted by Rashid Hiram, 1555 Muhammad. Have a blessed day.
That I like the moon I miss. Day to day, the bones we